It might be well to reflect for a few minutes on the meaning of religious life. We commonly and correctly identify religious life with a pronouncement of the vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience. That is true, but not quite adequate. We know, for example, there are in the church people living what is called a consecrated life as members of secular institutes. They too pronounce the vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience. Yet they are not, and they don't consider themselves to be religious. Because in addition to pronouncing the vows of poverty, consecrated chastity, and obedience, religious live in community. The passage we read from the Acts of the Apostles for the first reading tells us how ancient was the practice of living in community life in the church. So ancient, in fact, that exactly two verses after Peter finished his sermon on Pentecost Sunday, and the people had been duly baptized, we are told they began to live in koinonia, in community. St. Luke, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, further describes what that living in koinonia meant, and it being revelation, community life is revealed. It is an article of the Christian faith that God wants all of his followers, according to their respective states of life, to live in community. But that certain people are given special graces to live, if you wish, in community par excellence, so that even we as religious are to witness to a world given so much to greed and avarice by our poverty, to witness against the world with its lecherous sexuality by our chastity, and to witness to a world that is proud, rebellious, by our obedience. So we are to witness to a world fragmented by discord, divided in so many ways, by our life in community. It is, in plain English, the will of God that there be in the church those whose lives in community testify to the infinite God who has been living, as faith tells us, in an eternal community as the Trinity. What are the principal features of community life as revealed by God? They are, first, a community of faith. By no stretch of the imagination could people, except in some business enterprise or for some collectively selfish reasons, live together, even stand one another for any length of time unless they shared a common faith. Not too many years ago, we could presume that all religious in every community have the same faith. Sadly, it cannot be assumed today. Hence, the capital importance of each one of us in the religious life, looking to our strong dedication to the faith we all profess, which is symbolized by our common loyalty to the Vicar of Christ. If you ask me what sadly divides so many communities nowadays on the level on which we are speaking, it is that some believe, as they should, that the Vicar of Christ speaks for them and to them, and the directives of the Holy See apply to them with emphasis, even in spite of what a group of them said a few days ago, even to telling religious what they should wear. Yes, that's our faith in Christ and in His Vicar. Community life, we know, also means sharing not only a common faith, but sharing our goods and possession in common. This is a very practical expression of our community life. There are different needs. Some are older, some are younger. Some are physically stronger and others are not so strong. But while meeting the specific needs of each one, and each one of us should look to whether we are not exaggerating those needs individually, but assuming that we share as much as it is humanly possible, I'll change it, as much as it is divinely possible, that we share and share alike. Poverty means many things. But it above all means a common sharing. And let me add, a common sharing in poverty. It's not just common sharing, but the community is wealthy. So where's the poverty? Not the community. Qua community is poor. A community, we know, is also a community of obedience. Saint Ignatius, who in the history of the Church has been called the great spiritual master of obedience, told his followers, and they have been telling others ever since, it is especially in obedience that the community manifests its common loyalty to Jesus Christ, seeing in the superior, with all of his or her failings, limitations, and defects, seeing in that person the Savior. Even as he was the superior of the first apostolic community in Palestine, so legitimately authorized superiors in every religious community, all the representatives of Christ, and we are to see Him in them. And I'm not sure sometimes which takes more faith, to see the living physical Christ behind the Eucharistic veils, or to see the authority of Jesus Christ behind an obviously human being. But there is one more feature of community life, and that is, it is to be a community of love. St. John Berchmans, who didn't live a long Jesuit life, came up with an observation that I'm sure has been memorized by most, if not all, religious. My greatest mortification, he said, and they canonized him for it, is community life. Amen. I agree. But it's not so much the mortification or the penance that living in the company of such different, shall we call them people, characters. It is not so much the penitential side as it is the generous, self-sacrificing side. Because if, as the Master told us the night before he died, by this especially shall people know that you are my followers, if you have love one for another. What blessed opportunities, often demanding and painful, we have for manifesting to everyone, beginning ourselves, that we are disciples of Jesus by our love for one another in community life. By now, so much commentary has been written on this subject. We've all heard and read enough about the trials of community life. Let me leave just this one thought with you. I make no hesitation in saying, faithful community life will be our principal guarantee of salvation. Wasn't this the proviso that Jesus gave us in his discourse shortly before his death, as the condition on which we shall all be judged? Very well. What blessed assurance we have of being judged favorably if we practice the kind of charity that even 24 hours a faithful living of community life demands. If we do it day after day, week after week, and year after year. Let us ask the dear Savior, who called us for reasons best known to himself, to the religious life. Let's ask him, dear Jesus, give me the grace to show how much I love you by living my community life faithfully, generously, patiently, resignedly, seeing in every opportunity I have to sacrifice myself to others in the community the privilege of showing how much I love you, because my religious sisters are my surest guarantee of salvation. Help me in loving them to prove my love for you and receive from you in return the promise of living in the heavenly community for all eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.